Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. Happy Monday. You know, there's just not much going on. It's just a boring day. Nothing cool, nothing exciting, nothing we've all been waiting for. Oh, wait, that's right. It's snowing like crazy in Mammoth. And if you haven't seen the video yet, by the way, I braved that storm and went up there today. And those of you that know me know I don't have the best of luck when it comes to vehicles in snow. In fact, I was almost cut in half by a snowplow when I was 16. So, it was scary is what I'm saying. But anyway, the video is out. Check it out. It is shots from all around town, all the businesses, and all the craziness that is Mammoth Lakes right now. Just for a little update from mammothmountain.com, today by 2 p.m., it was 13 to 15 inches so far. From 10 a.m., there was 10 to 12 and counting, so got 3 more inches in those couple of hours. They received 5 to 6 inches of new snow overnight, and the snowfall intensity is only increasing. Get ready for a fun storm day with a lot more snowfall expected and strong winds. Upper mountain lifts will be closed today due to wind, visibility, and avalanche mitigation. Please note that early season obstacles do still exist, so stick to the groomed runs and open terrain and ski ride with caution. So, new snow since yesterday, 13 to 15 inches. The 72-hour snowfall at Main Lodge forecast will be 13 more inches. That's a season total of 65 inches, and at the summit, 94 inches. Right now, the base depth is 25 to 43. At Main Lodge, 25, McCoy, 31, and the summit, 43 inches. It's 23 degrees up there today, and surprise, surprise, snowing. The low was 17. So anyway, go check out the video. It's on YouTube. While you're there, like and subscribe. Do me a favor. You know, it doesn't take anything for you to click that. But if I get enough of those, I can get paid to do what I'm doing instead of just doing this for the sake of hearing my own voice. So please head over and check that out. And let's hope this snow keeps coming in for a couple of days. Speaking of Mammoth, we have Mammoth Lakes Tourism's Emily Bryant talking about their program 5 in 5.
Welcome to the 5 in 5, a weekly report on the latest in tourism news. 1. Mammoth Lakes Tourism and the Mammoth Lakes Chamber of Commerce hosted the monthly community coffee this week with guest speaker Chris Smalcomb from the National Weather Service Forecast Office in Reno. If you were unable to attend, you can watch the recording at industry.visitmammoth.com. In January, we will be back to our usual last Thursday of the month, so save the date for January 27th. 2. Mammoth Lakes Tourism is hosting a celebration of the first commercial flights into Bishop on December 19th from 2 to 4 p.m. at the Bishop Airport. These flights are the culmination of years of dedication from our partners to bring more consistent and reliable air service to the Eastern Sierra and move us towards the goal of expanding flight offerings in the future to benefit business owners, guests, and locals. For more information on flying to and from Mammoth Lakes, go to visitmammoth.com/flying. 3. Mammoth Lakes Tourism staff was out gathering photos during this week's storm. The photos were circulated to national and international media, as well as to local businesses to use to share the hype for the upcoming weather in the forecast. To sign up for MLT's Snow Messaging and Images newsletter, email Laura Kaler at lkaylor@visitmammoth.com. 4. This week, Mammoth Lakes Tourism headed down to Anaheim to work on a green screen video project with the Anaheim Ducks. As a season sponsor this year, Mammoth Lakes Tourism is working on marketing the advanced air flights to the Ducks audience. The videos will air in small clips during all Ducks home games this season. 5. Mammoth Lakes was recently featured in City AM out of the UK in a piece about skiing at Mammoth Mountain. The journalist visited pre-pandemic in 2019. You can read the piece online at City AM. The website receives approximately 1.2 million unique monthly visitors, and the article has an ad value of $4,000. Have questions or looking for further information? Contact Laura Kaler at lkaylor@visitmammoth.com.
Mammoth Lakes.
Awesome. Thanks for that, Emily. They are doing a lot of good stuff up there. And Eastern Sierra Now will be at the airport shindig in Bishop there. So that should be fun. We'll get some shots of the first plane coming in and get some interviews and check out some cool stuff. Got a little vaccine COVID numbers for you. That's everybody's favorite. So positive cases right now in Inyo County are 2,602. So that's plus 17 cases since December 8th. Active cases are 53. Confirmed deaths is 46. So that's no new deaths. So that's good. The Inyo County case demographics, currently the age group 0 to 17 is 12, 18 to 49 is 24 cases, 50 to 64 has 10 cases, and 65 up has 7 cases. 25 are male, 28 are female. And as just a reminder, what can you do to stay safe? Get vaccinated, get your booster dose, wear a mask, get tested, stay home if you're sick. And just a reminder, there is a public health ordinance for masks in both Inyo and Mono County. So if you go into a restaurant or a place of business outside of your own home, you need to wear a mask. Well, with all this snow out there, and I actually did witness multiple people fishtail while I was driving around in Mammoth this morning, there's actually just a quick little deal that Mammoth Lakes has put out to help people be snow smart this winter. Mammoth Lakes received some of the heaviest snowfall in California. The town's snow removal operators work diligently to ensure safe driving conditions for our residents and visitors. Our snow removal operators work around the clock in 12-hour shifts that may extend for weeks at a time. Priorities are established to consider which streets need to be cleared first in order to maintain emergency access and safe driving conditions throughout the town. For child safety, keep children indoors while snow removal operators are underway. Children should not play in yards, build snow forts, or dig caves near the road during snow removal operations. So for pedestrian safety, don't watch snow removal operations from the edge of the road. Do not walk in front of snow removal equipment. When you're in your vehicle, it is recommended that you stay at least 50 feet behind snow removal equipment, and poor visibility makes it difficult for the operator to see you. So just remember that. Just because you can see them doesn't mean they can see you. Passing of a snowplow on the road should be done with extreme caution. You can tell me about that one. Slow down. Excessive speeds is the major cause of traffic accidents during the winter. When the chain control conditions are in effect, maximum speed limit throughout town is 25. Black ice frequently forms in shady areas and at night on seemingly clear and dry roads. Use extreme caution when driving at night throughout the winter months. Patience goes a long way. And to protect your property, it's a violation of the Town of Mammoth Lakes Municipal Code to park on any roadway from November 1st through April 30th. Park all vehicles, including boats and trailers, as far off the roadway as possible and inside the orange snow stakes. Identify your vehicle's location with poles to keep it visible for snow removal operators. It's highly recommended that roofs have the snow cleared off of them in order to reduce the stress on the structure. Even if all of the snow and ice cannot be removed, removing at least the top half to two-thirds of the roof snowpack is very beneficial. In general, most roof structures in town can tolerate up to 4 feet of snow. It is also recommended that homeowners get on a roof snow removal program with a local snow removal contractor. Please also be aware of shedding snow and ice as entries and exits. Very large ice dams will form over time, and they will end up breaking loose from the roof and fall. This is a serious life safety hazard and should be watched at all times. Individual propane tanks, along with the yard pipe assembly where the gas pipe enters a structure, should also be cleared of snow and ice. The gas pipe point of entry into a structure is usually where the meter and the second stage regulator are located. This location is usually marked with a 2-inch reflector above the assembly. Remember to light it up. Leave the exterior lights of your home on at night during winter storms. The lights are helpful to snow removal operators who may have poor visibility during storms and assist them in identifying the location of your driveway and your home. Please identify the entrance to your driveway with reflective poles, placing them a minimum of 2 feet to the property side of the town's orange snow stakes. Snow storage. When clearing your driveway, do not place snow in the roadway or on the town's snow storage easement. It's a 10-foot wide area immediately abutting the pavement edge. All snow must be stored on your property. Please contact the Town of Mammoth Lakes if you require additional snow storage for your property. Just a quick reminder, and there are chain restrictions right now going on in Mammoth. R1, chains are required on all vehicles under 6,000 pounds, except those equipped with snow tires on the drive wheels. All vehicles over 6,000 pounds are required to place chains on the drive wheels. R2, chains are required on all vehicles except four-wheel drives equipped with snow tires on all four wheels. R3, chains are required on all vehicles without exception. Please be aware that these designations are for the safety of all and are enforced by public safety officers, including our local Mammoth Police Department, Mono County Sheriff, and the Highway Patrol. The penalty for failure to observe the posted chain controls may include a citation and a severe fine. Remember to always carry chains and use them when required to do so. If you have any questions, you can call Todd Murphy, the maintenance manager, at 760-965-3681. Haysop Hayes, Public Works Director, 760-965-3652, or the Public Information Line, 760-965-3612. And you can always call Caltrans at 800-427-ROAD. And here are the chain up requirements as of right now, which is 4:30, December 13th. Chains or snow tires are required from 25 miles north of Bishop to 12 miles south of Mammoth. Chains or snow tires are required from 1 mile north of the junction of State Route 203 to 8 miles north of Levining. Chains are required on all vehicles except four-wheel drive vehicles with snow tires on all four. So that's R2 conditions. And that's after 8 miles from north of Levining to 7 miles north of Levining. That doesn't make sense, but that's what it says. Chains or snow tires are required from 10 miles north of Levining to 7 miles north of Bridgeport. Chains or snow tires are required from 3 miles north of Bridgeport to 20 miles south of the Nevada state line. So, there is a lot of snow going on, there's a lot of danger out there, and there's going to be a lot of crashes if people don't pay attention. So everybody, put your thinking caps on, get your foot off the gas, go slow, put your chains on, be careful. If you don't need to be on the road right now, you probably shouldn't be. It is freezing cold. You need to go to themammothbrand.com. The best thing about themammothbrand.com, other than the fantastic gear, the cool branding, the great slogans, the funny shirts, the cool shirts. It's the fact that Jason, the owner of the company, lives in Mammoth. This stuff isn't being brought in from Bangladesh, you know, or stuck on a cargo ship at Long Beach for the last 12 months. Jason lives in Mammoth. So if you need to get yourself a sweatshirt right now because you don't have enough warm gear, you can go to Mammoth Brand right now and he'll figure out how to get that to you probably in the next hour. Not kidding. So go to themammothbrand.com and get you some gear. This is Jesse Steele. I'm freezing. That's it for Eastern Sierra Now. Be safe, everybody.